The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Now, finally this morning, have a listen to this.
I'm willing to bet my career on Michael Jordan.
Come on, man.
You ask me what I do here. This is what I do. I find you players. Okay, it's risky. When you were selling sneakers out of the back of your Plymouth, that was risky. I mean, that's why we're all here. Don't change that now. I mean, if you look at him, if you really look at Jordan, like I did, you're going to see exactly what I see.
That was Ben Affleck playing the role of Nike founder Phil Knight talking to Matt Damon, who plays Nike salesman Sonny Vaccaro in the newly released film Air, which tells the story of what happened when the Nike brand teamed up with a little-known basketball player then called Michael Jordan to talk about the movie and the book Shoe Dog that it's based on and the multi-million dollar trainer industry. I'm joined now by Tom Lyons, chief executive of The Currency. Tom, Nike recently celebrated its 50th year in business, and I did chuckle yesterday with Donald Clark in the Irish Times reviewing this movie, and he talked about the Air Jordan. It's nothing more than a posh gutty. Discuss.
Well, it's that may be his view, but it's certainly not one shared by millions of people who have worn these shoes, which originally retailed at $65. And today we're seeing people like Drake bidding over $1 million to buy vintage ones. So it's become a huge business. There's $4.8 billion worth of Nike Air Jordan branded
shoes. And that's just the Jordan shoes.
Shoes and equipment sold last year. So it's an absolutely phenomenal brand, and it has made Michael Jordan a billionaire and one of the richest people in America and in all of sport.
Take us back to that deal being done. That Michael Jordan deal at the time was unprecedented for a player. It was a five-year multi-million agreement. But the mother of Michael Jordan played a really important role in setting him up to be the financial player that he is today.
Oh, she played an absolutely crucial role. As we see, you know, we see a Nike salesman called Sonny Vaccaro, who's Matt Damon, going down to meet this up and coming player called Michael Jordan. He's still just out of, you know, a rising college star, and he offers him $250,000 for his endorsement. And Phil Knight is a bit kind of like, geez, that's quite a lot of money. And then we see Adidas coming in and saying, well, we'll throw in a BMW on top. And that looks like they've clinched the deal. And then Michael Jordan's mother has the incredible decision to say, well, look, what about if we took a percentage of every shoe and every product that is sold bearing, you know, my son's name and my son's image? And that's what they did. And at the time, Nike was predicting they were going to sell $3 million worth of shoes that first year. They ended up selling over $100 million. And over the years, it's been tens of billions of dollars as the shoes have somehow, you know, managed to stay relevant and continue to be bought all over the world.
And that clause that his mother inserted at the time, unprecedented, but as we've seen now, is fairly standard practice. Take us back to the beginnings of Nike, the Jumpman logo, that silhouette of Jordan jumping with a ball in his hand. It was originally Blue Ribbon Sports that Phil Knight was running, rebranded as Nike in 1971. How did even the famous swoosh come about?
Well, the distinctive swoosh was inspired by a wing. This is Nike, the Greek goddess of victory. So Phil Knight at the time, he had been importing Japanese trainers. Now he's working with a guy, his co-founder, Bill Bowerman, who's a legendary sports trainer. And they're saying, look, maybe we should try making our own ones. And he comes across a student and he pays her $35 for the swoosh design. He says at the time, you know, I don't love it, but it'll grow on me, hopefully. That brand today has been valued by Forbes in the tens of billions of dollars. It's one of the most recognisable. That swoosh
I hope
is
that
instantly
student got to go back and renegotiate the $35 at some point.
I'm pretty sure she didn't. But hopefully she was able to. It would certainly be something that you could have in your CV.
Look good in your CV. That could win you a few new jobs. It's a good baseline. And they went on to produce The Cortez, a fabulous shoe. It's lived since 1972. You can still buy it today. But as a theme of the show today, Nike also nearly faced bankruptcy back in 1977. They were able to kind of pivot. They started the one line. 1984, they needed the breakthrough. That's when Michael Jordan came to the rescue. That's where the book ends. You know, they've kind of gotten back up. They've done their public offering and the movie kicks in. Like, what are some of those pivotal moments as Phil Knight ends that the book at that point, Tom, to kind of tee it all up for the breakthrough success story?
The book, it's an incredible book, but it finishes with Phil Knight floating the company. It's 1980 and he says, I'm worth $178 million. And the final sentence in the book is basically, he gets up, has a shower, goes to work. It hasn't changed me. Now, we'll see about that as the Jets and everything else kick off in the years to come. But that's 1980. They're on the stock market, whereas the book is showing this next phase where they're struggling again. Their sales are down 30%. Nike is seen as very, you know, as very white, it's seen as very uncool. And you see, we're seeing, you know, the emergence of hip hop bands like Run DMC, and they're wearing Converse and they're wearing Adidas. And Nike now is really falling behind. So the movie is about how do they pick themselves back up again and make themselves relevant.
Very finally and briefly, Michael Jordan worked out for Nike. If you're Adidas today, what's the learning?
Well, it's a big risk to nail your brand to a big name. If you look at Adidas, they warned this month of their first loss in decades. Why? Kanye West. You know, he makes a series of anti-Semitic and offensive remarks on social media, gets cancelled. Adidas say, look, we can't sell his stock anymore. And now they're stuck with $500 million worth of Yeezy shoes that can't be sold. And that is a massive drag on the company. And they're saying, look, we are expecting to record a loss and we're still trying to figure out what are we going to do with all these shoes.
To be a fly on the wall of those quarterly board meetings. Thank you so much for that. Tom Lyons, Chief Executive of The Currency.